Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Hunter Biden, we know now for a fact, had access to the garage that was, quote, a secure garage because my Corvette was in it. Yes, we know that Hunter Biden had access. We also know that some of the classified documents found directly dealt with Ukraine. And we also know there was a lot, apparently, of actual government documents that dealt with other countries that were not classified as top secret. What does this mean? Well, the special counsel that is supposed to be looking into this should obviously be asking those questions. Was the vice president taking documents, some that were not classified and some that are classified, and was he using that information to help out his son's business dealings? We know that Hunter Biden is the big guy. We know that he had a 10% stake and an awful lot of different things that related to his sons and the businesses of their family. I would call it the Biden crime family. But there's also another story that's going around right now, and that is this really isn't a big deal for this White House. The media has really clicked into overdrive to try to convince you, the American people, that there was nothing that was really done wrong here. In fact, they're trying to let you believe, or trying to get you to believe, that they did everything right. A full court press really started the day after the special prosecutor was announced to try to sell the narrative that we did everything right at the White House. And again, they're comparing this to Donald Trump, who they claim did everything wrong. There's a major difference, by the way, between these two stories. Number one, Donald Trump was, in fact, the president of the United States of America and did have the authority to declassify documents. Joe Biden, when he stole these documents, was the vice president. The vice president has no authority to declassify any documents within the United States government. There is a huge difference. The media should be telling you that story, but they're not. They're just pushing the propaganda. Take a listen to NBC News, how they described how great and transparent and trustworthy this administration is, obviously trying to compare it to the evil scumbag of Donald Trump.
So, Jim, how worried should the White House be that this is more than just a temporary headache? I mean, if you look less than a week ago, right, he seemed to have the momentum after the midterms. The House Republicans were in chaos on the House floor. Now, at the very least, does it muddy any messaging about any issues or accomplishments? We certainly saw it yesterday when he wanted to talk about good inflation news. But, of course, the questions were all about this.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, Chris. When I was in the White House, you realize that every single day something hits the White House that no other place in the federal government can deal with. And I used to call them comets. How big is the comet, you know, descending upon the White House that day? And the problem with this investigation is you can't really talk a lot about it. It really is difficult, and it's a very big distraction. It's going to be a distraction from their messaging, and it's going to really test their ability to walk and chew gum at the same time. They're going to want to stay very focused on their accomplishments. They're getting ready to run a reelection campaign, and now they have this in the middle. So at the very least, it is a major distraction. I think there are wildly different situations between this and the Trump situation, but still, when you're the sitting president, this is the last thing you want to be talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, it begs the question, how big is the comet? Is it self-inflicted? Because the White House's handling of this, that they didn't come clean on both discoveries at the same time, is being questioned. There are also, frankly, questions being raised. Why not all the way back in August when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and Biden's team, Biden himself, are criticizing Trump? Why not make sure your own house is in order just to be super careful then?
By the way, I can answer that question before I let you hear the propaganda. The reason why they weren't transparent and they didn't announce both of these at the same time is because they were trying to see how the public would respond. They were trying to see how the deep state was going to respond. But even more importantly than that, what they were really trying to do is they were trying to make sure that this didn't break until after the midterm elections. They also did not want this to break while the Republicans were picking the Speaker of the House, because it probably would have united Republicans and made them really focus in on making sure they got that done. That's why they were not transparent. That's why they misled you, the public. That's why basically they lied to make sure and cover this up for as long as they could. I also think they wanted the media to have the ability to kind of respond, you know, how they wanted them to respond. And the media, this was important for them, right? The media, what they were hoping, okay, hey, media, can you do your gig, right? Can you do your job? Can you kind of protect us a little bit? And make sure that we have the opportunity to downplay this. That's what this was honestly about. That was the ball game here for them. And then you ask this question. It's just a little headache. Anytime a special prosecutor is appointed, it is more than a little headache. And NBC News knows that, but they're trying to give a little bit of, you know, hey, everybody calm down. This isn't that big of a deal. Right. This is just kind of a little temporary problem. And I they probably believe that, because I'm going to tell you about this prosecutor. The media is jazzed up about this prosecutor, the special prosecutor who was named. They're pretty pumped. Why? Because they believe he's probably one of them. Now, let me let you hear this response on NBC News first, and then I'll get into the prosecutor and who it is.
Yeah, look, I used to run this process in the White House. I used to deal with these issues. And they did exactly what you're supposed to do. As soon as you figure out you have them, you call archives, you get them out of there, and you start the process. That's exactly what they did. They didn't play politics. They didn't leak it early to control it. They let the process happen exactly as they should. I like the special counsel in this case because it just takes some of the politics out of it. You know, this morning I saw Congressman Jim Jordan saying, where's the raid? Why didn't they raid the Biden place? Let me explain why they didn't. It's not like Donald Trump, who had this for over a year and a half. He had repeated requests to get rid of these things.
By the way, I love this. They're like, well, this isn't like Donald Trump, who had these documents for over a year and a half. Right? This is different. You're right, it's different. This guy had these for years and years and years. They were moved multiple times into unsecure locations. They were put into unsecure places like a damn garage that his son, by the way, a crackhead, had access to it. Who knows who else had access? And when I say who else, I'm assuming there's a lot of people that probably could have access to that garage. If you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, right? If you're a guy that's fixing the car. Remember, his son rebuilt that vehicle. The engine of his Corvette had access. How many random people that were working on that car had access? What about the yard guy, the yard men? Were there things in there they had to get out of there? These are all normal questions that should be asked, but they want you to believe that this is okay. Now, there was a time when these documents not only were stored apparently in a garage, but at an unsecure location. Let me explain what I mean by that. A lot of people assume that Joe Biden had security ever since the day he left the White House. That's not true. The majority of time he's had no security. And we know this because vice presidents do not get Secret Service detail after they leave office. Now, he does have security now, and that area is secured by the Secret Service, his home in Delaware. But for the entire time that Donald Trump was a president, he didn't have that. So there were years where these documents were just sitting there and being moved. Now, let's talk about how many times these documents were moved. This is a question people need to start asking in the media. We know the Penn Center was not open when he had these documents, when he moved out of his offices and out of his residence when he was leaving the vice presidency. We know they had to be moved somewhere in the interim before they were moved there, and they could have been moved possibly two or three times. We also know about that office that Jill and James Biden had access to with their son, who also had it with Chinese communists. You may remember that story that came from his own laptop. I mean, that's a problem, okay? That is a really significant problem. And the media should be asking, how many times have these classified documents been moved? Who were the movers? Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that every time he didn't hire lawyers to be packers and movers, which is what you're supposed to believe now about the Penn Center, right? Well, I had my lawyers packing up my office at the Penn Biden Center. I don't believe that they hire lawyer packers, lawyer movers. I think it's a lie. I think someone found these things and they called in the lawyers, and then he said, all right, the story is our lawyers were packing up my office to make it look like that there was, one, a client lawyer privilege there, but two, to also look like it was way more secure than it actually was. My guess is they could have had interns packing this crap up. They could have had college students packing these things up. They could have just had random movers with no background checks handling classified documents. All of these things are genuine possibilities. All of these things are real possibilities.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So when you hear these liberals on TV and they sit there and they say the White House did exactly what they were supposed to do with the Biden documents and they didn't play politics while then saying Donald Trump played politics, just know they are totally full of crap.
Asked his attorneys to lie and say he didn't have them and they declined. That's why Donald Trump got arrayed. This Joe Biden's team did what they were supposed to do in the process. They were supposed to do it. And as your panel said, now the FBI is going to go through every single piece of this and see who did what and when.
So again, the logic here from the left is, well, Joe Biden, you can trust. Joe Biden is transparent. Joe Biden is honest. Joe Biden did the right thing. Joe Biden did exactly what you're supposed to do when you steal classified documents for years and years and years. You don't play politics. We know from their initial response, everything has been politically played. We know that they didn't tell the American people about this. We know the deep state didn't tell us before the midterms, so it wouldn't affect the midterms. We know they delayed giving you the information. We know they didn't tell you that there was more than one place where these documents were found because they wanted to see the initial drip out of this information. They didn't want the first headline to be secret documents found inside of a garage next to his Corvette. Right? All of these things we know. You know, Democrats also came out and said that Trump documents, they were extraordinarily, these are their words, sloppy and careless and reckless. Putting them in a garage, as Biden did, they're acting like this is not sloppy, careless, and reckless.
Classified information, he takes that very seriously.
Chuck, the new special counsel, Robert Hur, issued a statement, and it said, quote, I will conduct the assigned investigation with fair, impartial, and dispassionate judgment. I intend to follow the facts swiftly and thoroughly without fear or favor, and will honor the trust placed in me to perform this service. There are still a lot of unanswered questions here. So what are the key ones that the investigators will be looking at, Chuck?
Sure. And by the way, I know Rob, so that's exactly what I would expect him to say. He's a good and decent and honorable man.
That right there should scare the hell out of you. When you have an MSNBC guy telling you that the special prosecutor is an honest man, these are the same scumbags that sold you on, and when they knew it was a lie, they had the information, it was clear it was a lie, that the Russian hoax and the Steele dossier was a lie. They were the ones selling it to you as fact for 4 years. These are the people in the media that told you that Donald Trump was a Russian spy over and over and over and over again. These are the same people that attacked anyone that didn't wear a mask, that believed in lockdowns, that told you that you were trying to kill grandma. These are the same people that gave Dr. Fauci a platform to tell you how you should live your life and never asked any questions. So be clear that the same people that just told you that this guy who's investigating these documents is the greatest thing since sliced bread understand how corrupt they are as a network. That should be your red flag number one. Then listen to the compare and contrast of him saying how great Biden has dealt with this and how evil Trump is.
You have to figure out, Chris, who handled this stuff and at whose direction it was moved, right? Who packed it, who moved it, who stored it, who accessed it, and what was their intent? And these are all questions for FBI agents to sort through over the coming weeks and months, as you said. And until we
that brings up another question. He said this is what the FBI will have to do over the next weeks and months. OK. All right. So let's look at that. Do you trust the FBI right now in the deep state? I sure as hell don't. I don't trust the FBI right now. Knowing what I know now about the FBI and knowing what they've done and how they have classified American parents as domestic terrorists and how they have lied and spent time shutting down. OK, don't forget this. Shutting down the accounts of different conservatives because they can't stand those conservatives on Twitter. That's what the weekly conversations, weekly sit downs. That is also a massive problem. So when they say that the FBI can be trusted here, no, I do not believe that the FBI can be trusted here. All right. I believe that the FBI is incredibly corrupt at the highest levels. That doesn't mean the men and women that are doing the great work in around the country are not great people. But the FBI at the highest levels is corrupt as hell. And they want me now to just trust that they're not going to. This is the same FBI that changed and altered documents so they could spy on Donald Trump and people like Carter Page for the FISA court. This is the same FBI that knew that the Steele dossier was user generated and they changed the documents to make sure that it disappeared. This is the same FBI that had Hunter Biden's laptop and then said it was, this should all be silenced. When Tony Bobulinski met with them, they never followed up with him. They never investigated anything he was saying as a whistleblower. Instead, what they do, they covered it up, the crimes committed by Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden. So now those are the same people that are going to be going around doing interviews about this classified material and documents. I don't trust them, and you shouldn't either. Not based on paranoia, but based on the facts of the FBI's leadership right now. There is no reason to believe that they're not going to help cover up another crime here. There's no reason to believe that they would ever, at this point, with their leadership, do the right thing. And when MSNBC and NBC is saying, oh, this guy's a great guy, and this guy's above reproach, and this guy is going to do this thing perfectly, and they're going to go back to the same talking point. Well, he was given a job by Donald Trump. I will be honest with you. If you look at people like Rod Rosenstein and you look at people that Donald Trump put into office early on, put into these positions of power, Donald Trump screwed up. OK, and by the way, I think he would agree that he screwed up. He did not vet these people well. He talked about the deep state, but he was way too trusting of people and he did not vet them well. And we got a lot of really bad people that got into these career positions that are incredibly corrupt. So understand that just because this guy got a job from Trump once, it does not mean the same way that Rod Rosenstein, right, got a job once from Donald Trump. It does not mean that it's going well. It does not mean that he can be trusted. It does not mean that he's going to actually do the job the right way. And I'll give you more of his background in a moment. But just understand this as I play the next part of what he says here, which is, again, well, look over here at Trump. He's the bad guy. Biden's not.
actually know that? I mean, look, at best, Chris, at best, this was extraordinarily sloppy and careless and reckless. But that doesn't mean that anyone intentionally committed a crime. And by the way, that's true with the Trump stuff, and it's true with the Biden stuff. The best thing you can say about it is that it was extraordinarily reckless. Whether or not someone intentionally did this, intentionally removed classified information, intentionally mishandled it, let's let the FBI and the prosecutors figure it out.
Yeah.
There it is, right? Well, it's just, you know, it was extraordinarily sloppy and careless and reckless, just like Donald Trump. But we don't know if it was done on purpose, because Donald Trump's was done on purpose. That's the whole narrative here, right? We've already judged him. We don't need a jury trial. We don't need an investigation. We've already decided that Donald Trump is guilty. That's the part here that they're really honing in on, is that he's guilty, and we've already decided that Joe Biden is someone you can trust, that has integrity, that is given transparency. And this was truly just an accident. We saw this, and I played it for you yesterday when The View said exactly that, right? Like, well, we know, they actually said, we know that Donald Trump is a criminal and should be treated like a criminal. And then they went on to also say, right after that, we also know that Joe Biden is a trustworthy and honest man. They've already decided one's guilty, and they've already decided the other one's innocent. Now, let's get into this prosecutor. Who is he? Special counsel Robert Hur, we're finding out a lot more about him. He was appointed by the Attorney General Garland to probe Joe Biden's mishandling of classified information, and he was also among those at the Justice Department who had knowledge about the Russian hoax perpetrated on former President Donald Trump. According to the Justice Department's own documents, Hur, who is a former DOJ official, handled, participated in, or had personal knowledge of the FBI's relationship and communications with Christopher Steele, who authored the infamous dossier that paved the way for the Russian hoax impeachment of Donald Trump. The media will tell you this special counsel you shouldn't complain about, because Robert Hur was a former Trump-appointed U.S. attorney who also worked for Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who, by the way, got his job from Trump as well. Rod Rosenstein was put in there during Robert Mueller's investigation. Rod Rosenstein's the one that gave Robert Mueller the special counsel job. We also know that he worked under now FBI Director Christopher Wray at the DOJ. So just because Donald Trump gave her a career does not mean that he's on our side or is going to truly be unbiased. Hur began his career by clerking for the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist after graduating from Harvard and Stanford. This is a guy that is very intelligent. He's very smart. He was then hired as the Principal Associate Attorney, Deputy Attorney General, serving as the top aide to Rod Rosenstein, who gave us the James Comey Committee, the special prosecutor that go after Donald Trump and then try to impeach him. The Deputy Attorney General, he was under President Donald Trump at the time. So the media is going to keep telling you, oh, he's a Trump guy, he's a Trump guy. Don't buy into that. We also know that he had also been special assistant to Christopher Wray, who was leading the Justice Department's criminal division at the time and went on to become the FBI director. Rosenstein announced Hur's appointment in a press release, praising him as having experience and judgment that will advance our efforts to deter crime, promote the rule of law, and ensure equal justice for everyone, which we know never happened. Look at all that happened to Donald Trump. Now, in 2018, 2 years into his presidency, Trump did nominate Hur to lead the Maryland U.S. Attorney's Office. Hur was unanimously confirmed by the Senate in March of that year. Under Hur's direction, at the Maryland U.S. Attorney's Office, he brought and resolved charges for corruption and or fraud against dozens of elected officials, public office holders, and public employees, according to the Justice Department's press release on him. So they're going to tell you this guy's amazing. They're going to tell you this guy's awesome. They're going to tell you he's a Trump guy, so you can trust him and that everything he comes up with is going to be, you know, just the, like, perfect salt of the earth intel and information. This is the deep state, and he could easily check boxes and say nothing here at all.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something else I want you to understand, and that's this. Democrats are very concerned about this special prosecutor because it would be extremely easy to start connecting dots, okay? When you start looking at these documents and you start realizing that they're documents that pertain from what we understand with Ukraine, and there's other government documents that were apparently found with these classified documents, then you have this investigation in Delaware into Hunter Biden. If you have an ounce of integrity and you are this special prosecutor on his team, there's no way you can just overlook this. I think Chuck Schumer, who was, by the way, on CNN this morning doing an interview, showed just how concerned Democrats are because they do. They understand. OK, they really, really get it. They understand just how quickly this thing could spiral for the president. Now, I think there's some Democrats also that say this may be the offloading ramp, right? Maybe we should take our hand off of Joe Biden and let people just own him, right? Just let people just flat out just deal with this, right? To own it. And the reason why they may say, let's go with this, right? Let's do it this way is because they're done. There's a lot of Democrats that are done with Joe Biden, and that could be one of their strategy. And I think they're trying to figure out which way they're going to go with this. Do you defend him no matter what? Or do you say, all right, this is we've gotten past the midterms. We kept this story quiet. It didn't leak. We played the shady games. The media protect us, because I'm sure there's somebody in the media that knew about this, but they didn't want it to hurt Democrats in the midterms. They didn't want it to look like it was shady or corrupt in the midterms. That was something that they were not going to do that, folks. No way in hell. Okay, no chance in hell they were going to do that. This is one of those moments where I truly believe that the Democrats are trying to figure out, do we let Joe Biden be taken down? If we're going to do it, they want to do it quickly. They don't want this to linger for 2 years or a year and a half, because they've got to decide who their next candidate is. If this thing gets ugly quickly, then there's a better chance that Joe Biden will say, I'm not running for re-election. And then we can move past this, right, and get our next guy and have the debate that we so desperately want, or the debate that we so desperately need within Democratic candidates. That's their goal and their objective here. That's what they're hoping for here, at least some Democrats. Now, Chuck Schumer is a loyalist. Chuck Schumer, I think, also understands that if this gets bad, it's going to hurt all Democrats. That's why he said this on CNN New Day this morning.
House Republicans are demanding more information this morning on the classified documents that were found at President Biden's private residence in his former office. It comes as the Attorney General Merrick Garland is stepping in to appoint Robert Hur as the special counsel to investigate what has happened there. Joining us now to weigh in on all of this and what's happening on Capitol Hill is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator, obviously from New York. We're so glad to have you back on set. But we have to ask you about what's happening with the Attorney General now appointing the special counsel, and the fact that the White House is acknowledging, yeah, these classified documents were found.
Well, look,
do you believe that he's violated the federal law here?
It's much too early to tell. There's a special prosecutor in each situation. I think President Biden has handled this correctly. He's fully cooperated with the prosecutors when the documents were found. He notified archives. It's a total contrast to President Trump, who stonewalled for a whole year. But the point is, we now have special prosecutors on for both of these situations, very serious people. We should let it play out. We don't have to push them in any direction or try to influence them. That's all I'm going to say. Let the special prosecutors do their job.
Do you support the fact that a special counsel is overseeing this matter now?
Yes, I do. And in fact, you know, I was this when they first the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago and they said, well, what are you going to say about this? I said, it's premature to comment. And I've said it here. So I've been consistent about it in both cases. You have prosecutors, special prosecutors. I support both of them. Let them do their job. I think that's all that should be said. The politicians shouldn't be buzzing around.
Just to be sure to.
By the way, I love this. The politicians shouldn't be buzzing around. Chuck Schumer has always had something to say about this. Okay? I mean, I'm sorry. But like for him to say, well, with no one should be buzzing around here. Politicians shouldn't be buzzing around. That's what he does.
This is our reporting. According to one justice official, said that the White House public statements earlier this week offered an incomplete narrative about the classified documents from Biden's time as vice president, reinforced the need for a special counsel. The misleading statements created the impression that Biden's team had something to hide. That doesn't sound that much different than the former president.
Don, there's now a special prosecutor. Let's see what they have to say. We can have all this speculation and comment. Let's see what they have to say, and let's focus on doing things that help the American people.
But Senator, I have to say this. You seem much more measured about this than with the Trump documents, because you call for transparency with the Trump documents. You wanted lawmakers to have access to the documents seized from the former president, his residence in Florida, which it seems like you...
Bottom line is, I said that night, it's premature to comment on what should be done.
And I stick by that.
For President Trump. That's exactly right.
So you think that
That's
your statements are consistent for
I
both?
I sure do.
For both.
You bet.
Okay.
So you said the president has fully cooperated, and there's no indication that he and the White House have not. But there is a real question about transparency and what the American people deserve.
Let me just...
Now, watch how defensive Schumer gets here, okay? Poppy Harlow's question is, well, all right, you say they've been fully transparent, but they haven't. The timelines don't match up. And she just mentioned that. All right. I'm going to back it up 5 seconds so you can hear how quickly he gets irritated. OK, Schumer gets very irritated because he understands that the timeline does not match up with the idea of transparency from this White House.
If not, but there is a real question about transparency and what the American people deserve. Let me just get to the bottom of this.
And let's let them do it, for God's sakes. I know you all want to buzz around and all of that, but...
Let me buzz for one minute, and I promise we'll get on to something
else. It's not just us buzzing around. You're the Democratic head of the Senate. This is a really important issue. It's not just buzzing around.
And if there were no special prosecutor, there would be, you know, you might have a different thing to say, but there is. And now we have the law enforcement people who have the power to get all the facts out doing it. I support both. I think we should have a special prosecutor on each. I don't mind your asking these questions, but my view is I'm not going to say anything. Let the special prosecutors do their job.
I'm not going to say anything. Man, wish you would have done that when Donald Trump was the president, because you went all out knowing that the DNC and knowing that Hillary Clinton paid for the Steele dossier. You knew that it was a lie while you were impeaching the president. When you went out there all the time, and we're beating down and trying to destroy the Republicans' leader. You were doing it knowing that you were doing it based on lies. And now you're like, well, let's just sit back and relax for a second, right? Let's just sit back. Even Peter Baker on NBC News, he said it. Look, we know the reason why the Biden documents weren't being transparently told about, because they knew it would be damaging for the Democrats in the midterms.
And Peter Baker, we've been pointing that out this morning and all week, just cataloging the differences in these two cases. Among the differences being that the Biden White House appears to have immediately handed these documents over to the National Archives when they were discovered.
By the way, that's not true. So that's a lie from MSNBC. But keep listening to the propaganda here. These cases are so different. Donald Trump's spawn of Satan. Joe Biden's the saint who made an accident.
And obstructing the way Donald Trump and his aides did. But as you talk to your sources in and around the White House, first of all, why did it take so long for the public to learn about this? It was only a media report that discovered this.
And by the way, was this if it's not transparent? Okay, and that's what NBC News just admitted. We know November the 2nd, before the midterms, Biden attorneys first discovered the documents at the Biden Center at Penn. November 1st, the National Archives were notified, the DOJ, of this discovery. November the 8th was the midterm election, so they hid this and covered it up. Then the day after the midterms, the FBI launches a review of the situation. Why did they not do it on November the 7th or the 8th? Because then they could say, we didn't hide anything from you because we did it after the midterms. Then Biden's team informs the DOJ of a second discovery of documents December 20th. Again, making sure you don't know anything about it. Then the DOJ informed of a third document discovery on January the 12th. Again, you don't know anything about it. And then the AG Carlin's like, all right, guess we should tell the public about this now.
How big of a problem do they view this to be?
Yeah, I think that's right. Look, very different than the Trump case. There does not appear, as everybody has said, to be a willful obstruction in the same way that we have been talking about in Mar-a-Lago. That doesn't mean there aren't important questions, and you're right to raise one of them. They discovered these first documents on November the 2nd. That was 6 days before the midterm elections. They did not tell the public about it. They didn't tell the public about it, as Kristen reported, until this week when they had no choice because the media was going to report. In fact, when the media reported on the first batch of documents on Monday, the White House confirmed it, but didn't mention that they had already, by that point, found a second batch of documents. They only acknowledged that when there was a new media reporting on that. So they'll tell you that the reason why is they didn't want to sort of put this out in piecemeal. They didn't want to be litigating this in the press while there was still a question about whether there would be a special counsel. They had hoped that perhaps Jack Lausch, the U.S. attorney who was considering this matter for Merrick Garland, would not recommend a special counsel, and so they didn't want to make it a public issue. But that raises still a lot of questions, because obviously when you talk about transparency, 2 months went by when they didn't say anything, particularly before midterm. They knew it would have been damaging to Democrats had it come out.
2 months. They knew that it would have been damaging if it came out. Let me just read that part of the transcript again. But that raises still a lot of questions, because obviously when you talk about transparency, 2 months went by where they didn't say anything, particularly before the midterms, where they knew it would have been damaging to Democrats had it come out. So when you hear this, just know they were not transparent. They had no intent of being transparent. They knew this would be damaging as hell. This prosecutor, I hope he's honest. This prosecutor, I hope, is transparent. This prosecutor, I hope, does the right thing. But I have no blind faith in the DOJ or in the FBI now. I have no faith in them that they won't make this thing just go away for Joe Biden. Or that I have no faith that they won't connect the dots. Also, let me make that clear. I don't believe they're going to connect the dots, folks. I think they'll cover it up. That's my honest gut feeling here. I really do believe that. I don't think they want to get to the truth. We're going to keep covering this on this podcast, and every time there is big breaking news, we will let you know. So make sure you hit that subscribe or auto download button so that you can get the show each and every day, especially when we do in between shows, as I call them, the shows when there's big breaking news. Please write us a 5-star review as well, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.